This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the unit is to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with the joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month.
के टोटल 3,700 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट है इसमें ये प्लांट में 20,000 वेफर पर मंथ की कैपेसिटी होगी और जो चिप्स इससे बन के निकलेगी उसकी कैपेसिटी है 36 मिलियन चिप्स पर मंथ का इसका रहेगा अच्छा प्लांट है बहुत ही एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी इसमें वेफर लेवल पैकेजिंग का एक टेक्नोलॉजी होता है वो इसमें लगेगा विच मीन्स एंटायर वेफर के साथ सबस्ट्रेट को जोड़कर कंप्लीट उसकी एडवांस्ड पैकेजिंग का
द मिनिस्टर सेड 5 सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट्स आर ऑलरेडी इन एडवांस्ड स्टेजेस ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन. And with this sixth unit, India moves forward in its journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry. He said, students and entrepreneurs in 270 academic institutions and 70 startups are working on world-class latest design technologies for developing new products. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the cabinet decision regarding the establishment of a semiconductor unit in Uttar Pradesh will boost growth and innovation. 31 Maoists, including 16 female Maoists, have been killed in an anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. In a press conference held in Bijapur yesterday, Central Reserve Police Force CRPF Director General Gyanendra Pratap Singh, Chhattisgarh Director General of Police Arundhati Gautam and Bijapur Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that the operation lasted for about 21 days on Karregutta Hill, situated on the Telangana border in Bijapur district of the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that the success of the security forces shows that the campaign towards rooting out Naxalism is moving in the right direction. Sharing Union Home Minister Amit Shah's social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Government is fully committed to establishing peace in the Naxal-affected areas and connecting them with the mainstream of development." Operation Sindoor marked a powerful shift in how India deals with terrorism. This was not just another military move. It was a clear message to the world that India will not stay silent in the face of cross-border attacks. Renowned international analyst Tom Cooper characterized India's air campaign during Operation Sindoor as a clear-cut victory. He noted that Pakistan's inability to mount a credible response underscored the effectiveness of India's strategy. Member of the International Press Association, Jennifer Zeng, in her article titled "Beg for a Ceasefire," stated that India carried out a series of precise and powerful strikes that destroyed Pakistan's terror camps, air defense systems, and key military bases. Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued notices to Amazon India, Flipkart, Ubuy India, Etsy, the Flag Company, and the Flag Corporation over the sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. In a social media post, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said such insensitivity will not be tolerated. An Indian technical team is in New York and they are interacting with the monitoring team of the 1267 Sanctions Committee and other partner countries in the UN. Sources said they will also meet UN Office of Counterterrorism and Counterterrorism Committee Executive Directorate. U.S. President Donald Trump held talks with Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in capital Doha last evening. Earlier, President Trump attended the summit of the United States and Gulf Cooperation Council GCC members in the Saudi capital Riyadh. At least 70 people were reportedly killed in Israeli airstrikes in northern and southern Gaza yesterday. The strikes come a day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will not halt Israel's offensive in the Palestinian territory before armed group Hamas is defeated. In Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar, Maharashtra holds the first position with 141 medals, including 54 gold and 43 silver. Haryana is in second place with 96 medals, including 30 gold, 23 silver, while Rajasthan is in the third position in the medal tally with 52 medals, including 22 gold and 10 silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.